With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. Several Democrats plan to attend Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's address to Congress today, despite calling Netanyahu an obstacle to peace amid the humanitarian crisis in Gaza. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer of New York plans to be in attendance. Netanyahu's address comes during a critical time in U.S. presidential politics.
Netanyahu's visit today will shine a spotlight on the gulf between Republicans, by and large strong supporters of Israel, and Democrats, whose ranks are replete with factions denouncing Israel and in some cases holding anti-Semitic rallies on college campuses. Several leading Democrats say they'll boycott the address altogether. Vice President Harris, meanwhile, is pro-Palestinian to the point Democrats are hoping her nomination might open the door to more support from pro-Palestinian and Muslim voters. Bob Agner reporting.
Also on SRNnews.com, Middle East expert John Alterman at the Center for Strategic and International Studies says the Israeli leader wants to make a case to Congress.
He is going to be trying to at least halt an erosion of support among Democrats and try to build credit with Republicans, who he assesses are much more likely to be in power after the November elections.
Netanyahu's assured a warm welcome from Republican lawmakers who arranged for his appearance. President Biden will have an opportunity to make a case for his legacy tonight as he delivers an Oval Office address about his decision to bow out of the 2024 race. Even though Mr. Biden won't be on the ballot this November, voters still will be weighing his legacy. Tesla's second quarter net income fell 45% compared to a year ago, as the company's global electric vehicle sales tumbled. On Wall Street, the Dow's down 371 points. This is SRN News. The New York City Health Department changes course.
In a unanimous vote, department officials have decided to stop treating late-term abortion babies with the deference shown to other deceased people. According to the New York Post, that means no more sending the babies to a funeral home for proper burial. Now abortion clinics in the city will be allowed to do whatever they want with the dead infants. New York has one of the highest abortion rates of any city or county in the U.S. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Some church leaders in San Antonio are participating in a unique project that trains them to serve as mental health counselors. Under a Harvard Medical School pilot program, they'll work as interns before counseling on their own and will refer more serious cases to medical providers. By the end of the year, the initial group of 10 clergy and church members will be able to deliver services and independently and then help train another cohort of religious leaders. This is SRN News. House Republican leaders told lawmakers to focus on criticizing Vice President Harris's record without reference to her race and gender.
During a closed-door meeting Tuesday morning, Chair of the House GOP campaign arm Richard Hudson of North Carolina and others issued the warning after a series of comments by their members that focus on Harris's race, as well as claims that she is a DEI pick, according to the two people in the room. Since President Joe Biden dropped out of the presidential race, Republican leaders have tried to train their criticism of the presumptive Democratic nominee on her handling of the border and her plan to skip Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's speech before Congress. But several Republicans immediately took the criticism in a different direction. Speaker Mike Johnson said in a Tuesday morning press conference, quote, "This should not be about personalities. It should be about policy. And we have a record to compare." Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Ukraine's foreign minister says he's seeking common ground in talks with his Chinese counterpart on ending his country's war with Russia. More details at SRNnews.com.